East Coast Breakfast.
I made a mistake. I didn't check the weather. And I left my washing out. And there's going to be some drizzle this afternoon. So if you can get your washing down, or if you can get home in time to get your washing down before 3, 4 o'clock, then you're good. Because it's going to be a little bit of drizzle, a little bit of rain.
So your washing is out at 5 in the morning.
Yeah. I left it out last night.
Oh,
that's what you shouldn't do, actually.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that's like a number one rule of what you don't do.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like an unwritten rule. You don't leave your clothes out overnight at night on the line.
Who said I've been doing this for years?
No, you've been doing it wrong.
No, but I have. Okay, you need to see my palsy. I don't leave it out in the fields.
You're living in the fields. Doesn't matter. So you don't
inside.
Leave it outside.
It's in a sort of pantry area. It's in a sort of like there's an outside area, but it's covered, and the laundry gets there to be aired. But when it drizzles, it comes at an angle and it can get wet.
Oh no. You can't, because it's going to rain and then your clothes are going to get wet.
Guys, when else are we working professionals here? When other time do we get to put up our washing if we don't get to do it at night? When are you?
After 9.
After 9. You've got the whole day.
You've got the whole day. I know you all say,
and then we have meetings, we have recordings. I'll be out of here by about 1. I've lost half the day's sun.
Yes.
By 1, if I get home, if I put it up the night before, by 1, my washing's done. I take it off, I fold it, and I can iron it, and I'm done. And I'm done with life. You guys still doing washing with your day.
Are you still ironing
stuff?
I like
how Darren still claims to be doing the washing himself.
I know.
That's the funniest part.
Oh, got a washing machine.
Himself, yeah.
It dries half of it anyway.
Heads up for those who might need to take their washing down. It's going to drizzle. Okay, how about that?
Okay, thanks.
How about that? Also, guys, Etiquini, Ugu District and other areas, you were not feeling this, but Etiquini, we were kind of exempt from the harshest ravages of load shedding because of the floods. That has been rescinded. We will now receive all the load shedding that everyone else around us receives. We will, when load shedding goes full again, inevitable, then we will experience Joburg levels.
Oh, I see what they did.
Wonderful, yeah.
So they bring back load shedding and then take away my water.
Yeah, but it was also due to all the strikes, which are now over.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, I guess doesn't work in our favor. But guys, I've got some bad news for you this morning.
Worse than mine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually. So US streamer Tyler Ninja Blevin. So from back in the day, if you were ever on the internet at some point in your life, a couple years ago, up until now, he's been revealed to have skin cancer at just 32 years old.
Ninja.
So Ninja unfortunately has skin cancer, and hopefully
Ninja.
Yeah, hopefully Ninja. They will fix it. They'll manage to
back in the day
to sort it out.
Sky and I used to Fortnite Well, I would say hours, but it turned out into days sometimes. And we would watch hours and hours and hours of Ninja. He was like the ultimate. He was the ultimate gamer.
Yeah,
and he's young, guys. He's really, really young. How old did you say?
32.
Wow. All right.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, early detection is the best cure.
100%.
So,
And then an update on that accident that happened the other day that had President Jacob Zuma.
Oh, the false flag one.
I don't know if it was false flag. We saw the accident. We saw the pictures of the car. So it happened on over the weekend. That man who rammed into Zuma's car has been granted 500 rand bail.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's out.
He's out, yeah.
Okay, good.
Well, on bail.
On bail, yeah. So I guess, I mean, I'm not going to talk.
Okay, I'm no Nostradamus, but there'll be no prosecution and there'll be nothing of this. But it was a good way to suck up the news cycle for that entire weekend.
100%.
East Coast Breakfast.